Ja, danke, dass du der bist, der auch in unser Leben hineinlegt und dass du uns hilfst, ja, unser Leben in deinem Sinne zu gestalten. Danke jetzt für die Zeit des Lobpreises, des Gebets und dass du dich gefreut hast, uns einfach zu hören. Dass du dich gefreut hast über das, was wir in unserem Herzen empfunden haben für dich. Und ich danke dir, dass du uns liebst und Sorge für uns trägst. Amen. Ja, ich habe euch gesagt, dass wir einen Gast hier haben. Das ist der Andy. Andy Santoso.
Yes.
So, I'm glad you're here and I hope you will enjoy our German culture. And before we start the service, I will have two or three questions for you. Okay. Also, meine erste Frage. Ich hätte jetzt gedacht, Sie dürfen das noch hören und dann dürfen Sie dann gehen, wenn Sie es noch aushalten. Vielleicht fragt ihr euch, warum der Andy hier ist. Der war jetzt eine Woche in Augsburg. Da hat die Mennonitische Weltkonferenz getagt. Da gibt es immer eine Delegiertenkonferenz und praktisch Delegierte aus allen Erdteilen kommen zusammen, um auch über die Mennonitische Kirche zu beraten und darüber Gedanken zu machen. Und die Lisa Unger hat dann das ermöglicht, dass im Anschluss an diese Konferenz eben Leute aus verschiedenen Erdteilen dann auch noch die Gemeinden besuchen können. So ist der Andi heute zu uns gekommen. Also, meine erste Frage, ist das das erste Mal, dass du in Deutschland bist und was findest du an unserer Kultur interessant? So, my question is this the first time you're in Germany and what do you find interesting in the German culture?
Well, guten Morgen. In Indonesia, I would say selamat pagi. Selamat pagi. Good morning. Yeah, in another word in Japanese where I grew up, sugeng enjing. Sugeng enjing is another word of good morning. So I'm glad to be here. This is my second time in Germany. I came to Germany first time 10 years ago, so 2007. And what I like about being in German is, of course, I like the weather. We don't have the winter.
Also Andi ist das zweite Mal in Deutschland. Und genau, was jetzt schon gesagt hat, was ihm gut gefällt, ist das Wetter in Deutschland.
And the second one, of course, the cheese. We don't eat a lot of cheese. And of course, the interesting part is I love the people. Because we are different.
Ja, wir sind verschieden.
But we are, we can learn from each other.
That's good. Indonesia, and would be glad if you can show us where is your hometown.
Yes, my hometown is, this is Central Java. This is Java Island, and I live in Central Java in Semarang, the capital city of Central Java.
So, the third question I have is, what is your church like in compare to our church? Also, wie sieht seine Kirche aus zu Hause und wo ist sie anders als unsere?
Okay, our church started in the city called Kudus in 1920.
Also, die Kirche hat 1920
Yeah. And yeah, we started to share the gospel in this region after that. But in 96, there were three young people from our church.
1965.
They said that the gospel is not only for themselves in this area. So they went to Jakarta. This is the capital city of Indonesia. And from there, they send a lot of pastors in this area and then in this island and some other part of Indonesia. So from that, we now have churches in some places in this area, some part of this area, here, this area. So our church now, there are 58 established churches and 100 branches. And we have for about 17,000 members. So we have churches in the city. We also have churches in the jungle. Because we believe Jesus didn't only go to the big cities. Jesus went to the villages.
Thank you.
Yes.
So we hear another song and then we will start the sermon.
All right.
Also, wir hören jetzt noch ein Lied, das Lied, das noch nicht gesungen wurde in der Gemeinde. Ihr könnt entweder einfach zuhören, die Text wird angezeigt, ihr könnt auch mit einstimmen, wenn ihr merkt, die Melodie tut, wir kommen da rein. Und das ist ein Lied, das auch zum Ausdruck bringt, die Verschiedenart der Menschen auch auf der Welt.
Thank you.
It's wonderful to be here with all of you.
Sehr schön, bei euch zu sein, mit euch zusammen.
I bring greetings from our church in Indonesia to all of you.
Ja, Grüße von Indonesien an euch alle.
And also on behalf of Mennonite World Conference, we would like to say thank you for your prayers that we can finish our gathering in Augsburg with finish very well. Thank you. So before that, I would like to give this Indonesian flag to all of you to remember us in prayer. Thank you. All right. So thank you for the opportunity to share this morning. If we can see the slide. Yeah, our topic today I would like to share about when God calls us for an action.
Ja, das Thema heute ist, wenn Gott uns aufruft zum Handeln.
And I would like to invite you to read Nehemiah chapter 1, verse 1 until 11, as the foundation of this sermon. And ja. Pastor Ulu will read it.
Ich lese aus Nehemiah 1, die Verse 1 bis 11, das ist der Text. Bericht von Nehemia, dem Sohn von Achaia. Im 20. Regierungsjahr des Perserkönigs Artaxerxes im Monat Kislev war ich in der königlichen Residenz Susa. Da kam Hanani, einer meiner Brüder, mit einigen Männern aus Judäa zu mir. Ich fragte sie, wie es den Juden dort gehe, den Überlebenden, die nicht verschleppt worden waren, und erkundigte mich nach dem Zustand Jerusalems. Sie berichteten mir, die Menschen in der Provinz Juda, die der Verschleppung entgangen sind, leben in großer Not und Schande. Die Stadtmauer Jerusalems liegt in Trümmern. Die Tore sind durch Feuer zerstört. Als ich das hörte, setzte ich mich nieder und weinte. Tagelang trauerte ich. Ich fastete und flehte den Gott des Himmels an. Ich betete, ach Herr, du Gott des Himmels, du groß und ehrfurchtergebietender Gott. Du siehst in unserer erschütterlichen Treue, du stehst in unerschütterlicher Treue zu deinem Bund und zu denen, die dich lieben und nach deinen Geboten leben. Sieh mich, deinen Diener, freundlich an und hab Tag und Nacht flehe ich zu dir für die Menschen, die dir dienen, dein Volk Israel. Ich bekenne dir die Sünden, die wir Israeliten gegen dich begangen haben. Wir haben Unrecht getan, auch ich und meine Verwandten haben sich verfehlt. Wir haben große Schuld auf uns geladen. Wir haben die Gebote und Gesetze missachtet, die du uns durch Mose, deinen Diener und Bevollmächtigten gegeben hast. Aber denk doch daran, dass du ausdrücklich zu deinem Diener Mose gesagt hast: Wenn ihr mir untreu werdet, will ich euch unter die fremden Völker zerstreuen. Wenn ihr aber zu mir zurückkehrt, auf meine Gebote achtet und sie befolgt, werde ich sogar die, die ich bis ans äußerste Ende der Erde verstoßen habe, von dort zurückholen. Ich will sie heimbringen an den Ort, den ich erwählt und zum Wohnsitz meines Namens bestimmt habe. So hast du gesagt, und sie sind ja trotz allem deine Diener. Dein Volk, das du einst durch deine große Macht und mit deiner starken Hand aus Ägypten befreit hast. Ach Herr, erhöre mein Flehen und das Flehen aller, die dir bereitwillig und voll Ehrfurcht dienen. Lass mich doch heute Erfolg haben und hilf, dass der König mir gnädig ist. Ich war nämlich der Mundschenk des Königs.
Thank you. The question today is, everyone, no matter where we are, is the next slide. How do we see the world we are living today? Do you see the world today is the same with maybe 10 years ago? Or do you see a difference already? Do you feel our life is changing a lot in these couple years? Or do you feel our life is the same as usual? The next slide, please. Do you see many years ago the best cell phone in the world will be Nokia, you know, or Motorola? Yeah? Anyone still having Nokia in your hand right now? Yeah. One interesting, you asked a question, what is interesting in Germany? I saw many people using Samsung instead of, iPhone. So the world is changing in many ways. Technology. Industrialization, like cigarette companies. Yeah, I like German... I saw German people like smoke. I come from a city called Kudus, where our church started. So, in that city, there is a biggest cigarette company in Indonesia, number one. And my father used to work in that company. But my father passed away with his heart. He got an operation in 5 points. So even though industrialization brings so many wealth, in another side, there will be a lot of, death. And maybe for young people nowadays, and also parents, next slide, please. We are also facing the greatest challenge in the world today through internet. Many years ago, you may going somewhere to find some information. Nowadays we can just stay at home and lock the room where we are staying and we enjoy everything here in our hand. Our world is really changing in an uncertain way to go. And maybe, next slide, we also challenge one of the greatest challenge that we ever had is this kind of radical movement everywhere. It's spreading like viruses. The sad thing is, many years ago, this kind of violence became our painful history. But nowadays, this kind of violence become a commodity, you know. Yeah. It's like for business, commodity to make business, to make money. Do you know why people like to war, like to kill each other? Because there are three top businesses that can make money the most. The first is selling weapon. Second is selling drugs. The third is selling human trafficking. Are we living in the same world today that many years before? In Indonesia right now, next slide, the radical movement also raised up so in so many ways. This only happened last year in December. They used a special date for November 4 and December 2 to mobilize many radical Muslims together against one of our governor who is Christian and Chinese. They want to kick him out from that leadership. They created fears, they created hate everywhere through mass media, through the real mass like this. This kind of picture will never we never experienced this like 10 years ago, 20 years ago, never been like this. And this is the symbol of our capital city, Jakarta. They try to show up that they are in a big numbers and they want to provoke something. They want to change Indonesian's constitutions with a religion, Muslim religion. Next, please. So we are all asking the questions, do all human creations, technology, industry, art, other invention, etc., bring people back to his dignity and glory or destroy human dignity? Yeah, Henry Nouwen, in his book Wounded Healer, he said, Contemporary people realize that our creative powers hold the potential for self-destruction. In all this, we suffer from infallible knowledge that our time is one it which it has become possible for us to destroy not only life but also the possibility of rebirth, not only individuals but also the human race, not only periods of existence but also history itself.
Wir leiden unter dem unvermeidlichen Wissen, dass wir dazu fähig sind, nicht nur das jetzige Leben zu zerstören, sondern auch das zukünftige. Dabei geht es nicht nur um das Leben Einzelner, sondern auch um die Menschheit als Ganzes. Und nicht um einzelne Zeitepochen, sondern um das menschliche Geschlecht als Ganzes.
So the future of humanity has now become an option. For such people, the problem is not that the future holds a new danger, such as nuclear war, but that there might be no future at all.
Somit ist die Zukunft der Menschheit eine mögliche Option geworden. Das Problem ist also nicht, dass es in Zukunft neue Gefahren geben kann, wie zum Beispiel ein Atomkrieg, sondern dass die Zukunft der Menschheit als Ganzes in Gefahr ist.
And again, in this kind of situations, our world is changing. There are many broken world, the hopeless world, the lonely world, the wounded world, lack of relationship, lack of meaning. Yeah, many things happen nowadays.
Wir sehen vor uns eine sich verändernde Welt, eine gebrochene Welt, eine hoffnungslose Welt, eine einsame Welt. Eine verwundete Welt, es geht an Beziehungen und an sinnhaftem Leben.
Next, and the question is usually, we will ask, where is God in this situation? Where is God's people? Where is the church? Is God sleeping or are we sleeping?
Wo ist Gott in all dem? Wo ist Gottes Volk? Wo sind die Nachfolger Jesu? Wo ist die Kirche? Schläft Gott? Schlafen wir?
There's a good thing. Some people, they don't want to do the things the same. They have a revolution in their way of thinking and their actions. This is one of the example.
Es gibt eine gute Nachricht. Es gibt Menschen, die wünschen sich Veränderung. Es gibt Menschen, die Dinge anders gestalten. Wie der Papst Franziskus. Das heißt, wir brauchen eine Erneuerung. Wir brauchen eine Art Revolution.
What he did here, it's shown to the world that love are crossing the boundaries in many ways.
Was wir hier sehen, was Franziskus zum Ausdruck bringt, ist, dass er einfach Grenzen überwindet. Grenzen zwischen Menschen, die Menschen sich gegenseitig aufrichten.
These real and simple actions works and speaks in all over the world, crossing all cultures.
Diese einfachen Handlungen und Symbole sind ausdrucksstark und sie sprechen in alle Generationen und auch in alle Gruppen, in alle ethnischen Menschen.
This is what we call our revolution, love revolution.
Das nennt man die Revolution der Liebe.
So what is revolution? Next. Revolution is a sudden, complete, or radical change in something.
Also, erstmal allgemeine Definition. Was ist eigentlich, wenn man von Revolution spricht? Ist eine plötzliche, eine ganzheitliche oder auch eine
doing something new you never been before.
Und tut was anders, was vorher noch nicht so war.
Or maybe jumping another side of the world. Yeah.
Oder springt auf die andere Seite der Welt.
Doing something you never dreamed before. It's called revolution. Yeah. And today we want to take a look from the lessons from Nehemiah.
Wir haben vorhin Nehemiah gelesen, erstes Kapitel, und wir wollen jetzt
As we read together, who was Nehemiah? He had a good position. He had a good career. But one day, he heard from his friend back home in Jerusalem. He heard from his friend back home there was a lot of critical situations in Jerusalem. The wall of Jerusalem has broken. For Israel, the wall of Jerusalem is their security. The wall of Jerusalem is the symbol of comfort, stability, life. But at that moment, the walls broken. You imagine if the walls, the symbol of protections, broke down. What will you stand for? And what his response when he heard about the broken walls of Jerusalem, he can felt the brokenness of his people, even though he was in the comfort place. What he did is he was praying and fasting. When he heard that broken situation, he mourned himself, he prayed and he fasted. He's seeking God's presence, get God's answer. You can imagine he had an option actually. He can just listen and forget those news. He can pretend that, oh, I'm now is no longer in Israel and I don't have any business with my people. Sometimes it's easily for us just forgetting the past or forgetting our ancestors and just be in the comfort and safe place. But Nehemiah didn't do that. He fell down on his knees. He cried out to God. He is seeking an answer. And he didn't stop there. He's asking the wisdom and answer, and God gave him a courage to build the wall of Jerusalem again. He was not a loser. He stand back again, rise again, and made a plan to build again. And he is not stopped there. He got involved in that plan. Sometimes when we heard broken situations, we can just say, okay, I'll support them. I have money. I send the money to you and you solve the problem. But we learned today Nehemiah didn't only send his money, he sent his presence, his whole life. He felt the brokenness of his people. And you can read the story through. And finally, he faced every challenges and trusting God for every solution. So you will read at the end of his story, he praising God for everything that God has done. When God gives you vision, he will give you provision. So what are the broken situation you are facing today? Next. I don't know in Germany, what is your greatest challenge you are facing today? Even in your own family. We just discussing this morning in German, we heard many people committed to suicide than never before. I don't know. For us, yeah, maybe this is a good next. Not only lack of knowledge, but lack of compassion. In many other part of the world, maybe people feel we are lack of resources, we lack of human resources, we lack of knowledge or anything. We can say we lack for something. Maybe in spiritual way, we can say we lack of faith, we lack of hope, we lack of love. But from the story of Nehemiah, we want to learn today that we are not giving up even though we lack of something. When God gives you a vision to do something, he will give you provision. Do you believe that? What we need to do is just go for it. Let's do it. Let's move from our comfort zone. Let's experience God in a new way that we never been before. For me, like going to Germany is also a big step, you know, 10 years ago. I was asked to speak in front of young people in English. That's a challenge for me. But because of God asked me to do it, I did it. It's only by His grace. And Mother Teresa is one of the good example when God called her from being staying in the comfort place, she left it into the street of India and helped so many people in the brokenness in their broken situations. So the wounded healer vision, in our woundedness we can become a source of life for others. Next. And Jesus was our example when he saw the broken world, the broken humanity, the broken situation, the broken relationship between man and God. He didn't stay at his throne.
Jesus war auch so einer. Er ist nicht Gott geblieben, sondern er ist ganz Mensch geworden. Er hat die Zerbrochenheit der Menschen gesehen. Er hat sich auf die Erde gemacht und er hat gesagt, ich bin Teil des Ganzen.
He came down to the earth.
Er kam auf die Erde herunter.
He touched the human lives in their brokenness. He healed the sick people. He did so many miracles. It's the real thoughts of God to humans' life. He shortcut all the boundaries, man and God ever. That's why we have the cross. He came down to heaven and he bridges all the brokenness situations among the human race ever. Jesus reconciled all of our sinner being with him.
He reconciled our life with the Father. And also he reconciles ourselves with our human being. And also he reconciles us with others.
Across boundaries, across ethnicities, across nationalities, Christ reconciles us with himself and with others. So what is the reflections that we can learn today? This is a question: what is the radical change that we need to do in our way of thinking, character of, or our actions? Or the way we live together as community of believers and in relations with our neighbors? And the next question is, what is your contribution to be an agent of change to make the world a better world? And then the next, is there any broken situations around you that maybe can be a vision God wants you to get involved? How do you prepare to answer that vision and mission? Next. This is our family. My wife and my first daughter Phoebe and second daughter Chloe. So I just want to share a little bit testimony of my journey with our family. So 10 years ago, we got married. And we had a good honeymoon in Germany, in Bechter Diesen. And our first daughter came after that, Phoebe. And 2 years ago, 2 years later, God gave our second daughter her name Chloe. Our life was fine. I was a pastor for a young church, a dynamic church in the second biggest city in Indonesia. Yeah, we had a good ministry. consider good life as a new family. Until one day, we realized our second daughter could not speak at all. We didn't pay attention at that time. We thought she was just confused to speak bio language. And then we realized one day that our daughter has hearing loss problem. So we were like shocking. It was like one of our darkest hours. It's like our darkest hours, darkest days. We are surprised. At the time, we were confused what to do. We fear. At the same time, we need to think, what can we do to help her? And then we need to decide what is the best option to help her. So at that time, by His grace, we went to Singapore and we find help with several doctors' advice. At that time, our question is, Lord, why you allow this happen to us? At that time, we were blaming to each other. Maybe this is your fault. Maybe this is your ancestors' sins or anything. We quarreled to each other, me and my wife. And my wife was so depressed at that time. One day she said to me, I give you, this is the bank card account. If I'm died, then you can raise your children by yourself. Because she said to me, she couldn't see the light at all in her life. It's like walking in the tunnel. Everything is just dark. But we pray and we ask His counsel. And then God give us, both of us, a vision from Romans 10, verse 13 until 15. You can read it in German. Romans 10, 13 to 15. So I believe this is a vision that God given us. There are many people never heard the gospel. And we pray that our family become a hearing aids so people may hear the gospel and they will be saved. This is what we believe as our vision and mission in our lives. And I just want to testify that my second daughter now, Chloe, she is in the school. And she is in the first grade of elementary school. And she started to read. She started to say sentences, even though the grammatical may be a little bit not perfect. But she survived and she brings joy to many people.
Also, noch ein Update. Unsere kleine Tochter geht inzwischen in die Grundschule.
So I believe God can use your tragedy to become your victory. He restores our dignity and calls us for ministry. So please pray for us as you remember us in prayer. I just want to close in sharing one song God given to me last year. This song is all about by His grace or in Christ alone.
Just to reflect on what is being put there.